Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
WWE allegedly telling female wrestlers to dress sexier. Plus, a released WWE star plans a summer return. And we had a major ring botch at a SmackDown Live event last night. For Friday, April the 29th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Athena, formerly known as Ember Moon, was a guest on Chris Van Vliet's show this week, and there was a lot to take from this interview about Athena's final 4 months as Ember Moon in WWE. She talks about feeling lost in the shuffle for a lot of that time, getting the invigoration from teaming with Shotzi, finding out that Shotzi was getting called to the main roster without her, despite the fact that they were a team with merch and progression. Something that she goes on to say that the Raw and SmackDown writers did not know. They weren't aware that they were a team. She talks about a heel turn that was being planned for her that would have seen her return to her original Ember Moon look, complete with red hair and red contacts. She was told to dye her hair back red again. They filmed promotional material. And just as they did all of that, Ember Moon was pulled from television indefinitely per order of Vince McMahon. And Athena in the interview says that when that happened, she was asked if she could still contribute to WWE as part of a coach for performance center events, to which she said, "No, cancel all my flights. If you don't want me here, then I won't be here. Why should I give to a company that doesn't want to give to me?" It's an amazingly powerful interview. One thing that has come from that interview that has really jumped off the page is where she talks about meetings that she had in NXT about dress wear. She says in this interview that she was having a conversation with her makeup artist, and she said how unhappy she was. She went on to tell Chris Van Vliet that in these conversations, she said, quote, "We have to sit through stupid meetings about how we'd have to dress sexy. I remember looking at someone else and laughing. I cater to children. I'm not about to wear fishnet booty butt cheek shorts because we had a 2-hour meeting about how to dress like Mandy Rose. That's not fair. Mandy is absolutely phenomenal and an amazing person, but not everyone is Mandy Rose." Athena said she felt very disheartened by the end of her WWE run, saying, "I started seeing this downslope as soon as Hunter was gone. For the first bit, we didn't know why. We just knew he wasn't there, and I got so angry. I was sitting there thinking, I did nothing wrong. They take Shotzi away. Hunter is gone. You guys promised me this wouldn't happen. You promised I wouldn't get lost in the shuffle. I went on this losing streak to help you guys out and build other talent so I could get a reward." And there's a lot of emotion in this interview. But as I say, the thing that jumped out, as well as all of this, is the meetings that she referenced about how NXT talent should dress in a sexy way. Fightful Select reports, "We were told there were NXT meetings under the guise of, quote, fashion consulting and, quote, fashion aid, to play up the fact that the women on the brand were larger than life stars. The company brought Melanie Pace, a fashion expert, in to conduct the meetings back in October of 2021. One wrestler in NXT said that it was a stark contrast because prior, people on the roster were encouraged to either just wear their gear or an available merchandise shirt. One talent on background told us that they were encouraged to dress similarly backstage and didn't outright say that, quote, dressing sexier was spoken about, but implied. They were also given pamphlets of tops, heels, and the like." There were numerous women who refused to go to the meetings, which was seen as one of the big changes following Triple H's departure. Several members of the roster expressed displeasure that the meetings took place at all, pointing the finger at John Laurinaitis as they started taking place when he regained power. Despite the blame, we've not been able to confirm that he had anything to do with it. So Fightful Select picking up on that one, and no doubt there'll be more on this story, and when we have more, we'll let you know at cultaholic.com. Do take time to check out Athena's interview on Chris Van Vliet's show. Chris Van Vliet, genuinely one of the greatest interviewers around, and Athena is just a phenomenal talent. Like, so much to offer wrestling, and it's great to hear, you know, it's great to know that she's going to come back out the other side and do great stuff. But a really passionate conversation that comes from Athena. It's definitely worth checking out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Are you ready to Bo leave again? You should be, because Bo Dallas is not done with wrestling. Despite taking a long break, he is coming back. He talked about it at For the Love of Wrestling, the convention. He said, "I am the furthest from done with wrestling than you could possibly be. I spent the past year diving into a bunch of different ventures outside of wrestling, but wrestling has never left my heart, not for one second. I just wanted to get a couple of things done before I dive back in and do something that I really cared about. And now I've got everything kind of wrapped up and I'm working on within the next 2 to 3 months, you will see me back in the ring somewhere. And very soon, because the love of wrestling has never left me and I've always known I was coming back to it soon. I just needed to get some other stuff done, but I'll be back in the ring really, really soon. I promise." Bo leave for the summer? Sounds good. The Monsters Ball is coming back. We haven't had a men's Monsters Ball match in Impact Wrestling since 2019. I think it was January. We've had some incredible female Monsters Balls since then. But the first men's one takes place at Impact Under Siege in a week's time, next weekend. The Impact Wrestling show, we will see PCO taking on Jonah in a Monsters Ball match. I'm up for that. Also at Impact Under Siege, X Division champion Ace Austin is going to defend against Rocky Romero, and Brian Myers faces W. Morrissey in a tables match. No doubt other matches to be announced next week on Impact, but Under Siege shaping up to be rather interesting. Bobby Lashley is A-OK after he was involved in a major ring botch at a WWE live event last night. So it was WWE's SmackDown tour in Newcastle, and the main event was Drew McIntyre versus Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley bounces off the ropes and the ropes give way. The top rope completely gives out. And Bobby Lashley goes crashing through. It was a scary moment. It looked like he nearly landed on his head, but he's fine. Bobby Lashley, absolutely fine. He went back in, finished the match. all is good. You may have seen videos doing the rounds by now of the ring snapping, the ring rope snapping during the main event of WWE in Newcastle. A few people have blamed Adam Pacitti since he and I were there, along with Sam Driver and Andrew Hodkinson from Cultaholic. And a few of our team, other members of our team as well, can confirm that it wasn't Adam Pacitti. He was within eyeshot of several of us when that went down. Pacitti was nowhere near the ring. AJ Hazard not to blame for the WWE ring break in Newcastle last night. If you came over and said hi, thanks so much. It was lovely to meet you. Very happy to be representing Cultaholic at the show last night. If you are off to the WWE show tonight, they are in London and it's Roman Reigns and Drew McIntyre in the main event for the undisputed WWE Championship. You'll also have Ricochet in action, defending the Intercontinental title against Butch and Sami Zayn, and Charlotte Flair defending the SmackDown Women's title against Ronda Rousey. Should be in for a good one. Incidentally, it's because of the Newcastle show I sound like I've eaten a bag of gravel this morning. So apologies for that. On the podcast feed over the weekend, of course, you have the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast. Later today, I can confirm, you'll be delighted to know, that the full team are back. Matthew, Jack and Ross back together for the first time in a couple of weeks for the wrestling podcast. That's later today on this podcast feed and at youtube.com/Cultaholic. Keep an eye on the YouTube channel over the weekend for some exclusive backstage interviews featuring some of the performers from WWE's live show in Newcastle last night. Look out for those at youtube.com/Cultaholic. And look out for the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review on patreon.com/Cultaholic, where you'll get the video version and the audio version on this podcast feed. It is Matthew, Greg and I reflecting on SmackDown's history 1 week at a time. We are into 2001, just on the way to Backlash, and Steve Austin's a bad guy. The XFL's nearly finished. It's a good time. If you want to go back to the past with us for a bit, check out the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review on the podcast feed tomorrow morning. I'm going to have a lie down. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.